It's Saturday, the 27th of June, 2015. I'm at Hull Station, as you can probably tell, and I'm on the way to Sydney. So I go to Manchester Airport again today and fly to Hong Kong. I'll get there early tomorrow morning, and then I fly to Sydney from Hong Kong. I'll get there Monday morning. I'm in Sydney for 2 weeks.
Mr. Piccadilly, and we'll be calling at Bath, Howden, Selby, Leeds, Dewsbury, Huddersfield, Stalybridge, Bridge, and Manchester Piccadilly. We will shortly be arriving at Manchester Piccadilly, where this train terminates. Please remember to collect all your belongings when leaving the train.
Express service from Manchester Airport only.
Good morning, Captain. My name is John Williams. I'd like to welcome aboard our flight across to Hong Kong. That's a little bit of cargo to be loading, and then we should get away on the schedule. 11 hours, 20 minutes flight time today. Weather's good en route, and a fine day for our arrival into Hong Kong. Room flight service manager today is the lovely Michelle. She will introduce herself very shortly. Then with the help of the crew, she'll show you a safety demonstration. This does contain some very important information for the safety of the aircraft and of yourself, so if you just spend a moment of your time and pay attention to it. Let you sit back, relax, enjoy the flight, and I'll talk to you again in about half an hour from Hong Kong with updated details later. Thanks.
With you when leaving the aircraft. Mobile phone and portable electronic devices may now be switched on. Today we are arriving at gate number 60. All passengers can proceed to baggage carousel number 9 to collect your check-in baggage upon arrival.
Down to the northwest, New England on the left-hand side. Expecting to commence descent in about 10 minutes time. Where the weather in Sydney is a light southeasterly breeze. Temperature of 14 degrees. Expected arrival time, landing at 7:45. Then disembarking shortly thereafter. That's of course air traffic control depending. You're aboard today. Hope you've enjoyed your flight aboard our Boeing 777-300ER aircraft. We do look forward to seeing you next time in travel with Cathay Pacific. And either enjoy your stay in Sydney or onward travels. There's a time difference between Hong Kong and Sydney, 2 hours. And at the moment the time is 7:05 p.m. So that's 7:05 p.m. Thank you, and cabin crew, 40 minutes to landing. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sydney. It is safety requirements that you remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the aircraft has come to complete stop and the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Mobile phones and portable electronic devices cellular may now be switched on.
Well, I'm in Parramatta, which is in New South Wales. It's a suburb of Sydney, essentially. I've worked here before, but I've never actually lived here. I'm in a Mercure Hotel, which seems to be a combination of managed apartments and rooms, regular hotel rooms, quite nice. So I worked out that I'd spent exactly 24 hours travelling since I'd left my home in Hull on Saturday morning. It's now late Sunday night in Australia, so part of Saturday and most of Sunday have just disappeared. Had pretty good flights, to be honest. A few problems with my seats, but Daniel Kawemi at the Marco Polo Club sorted those out for me. Had a problem on the way from Hong Kong to Sydney. The seat was out of order, but it turned out only to be the footrest that was out of order, but that caused a bit of a problem. I couldn't sit down on it for a start until they were sure I could. Then I did. And I had the company of a delightful lady called Anne Charlton on the way across. She's retired now, but she's been quite eminent in the field of cancer nursing. I must Google her. She knew a few people that I knew, like Alex Manasiotis. She was from Manchester. And she knew Sophia Chan, who's the health minister at the LegCo in Hong Kong, who I also know very well, and she'd been her external examiner for her PhD, and she knew Hong Kong very well and seemed to do a prodigious amount of travelling. And she was on the way to Sydney for the first time. She'd been everywhere else in Australia, but she'd never been here before to give a paper at a history of medicine conference. So that passed away a lot of the time talking to her. Delightful. And give her my card, so I might keep in touch with her. And so I've arrived here late and jet lagged and determined to stay up as long as I can, so that when I go to bed I sleep until a reasonable hour in the morning. I've got a meeting at 11 o'clock tomorrow, and then we'll take it from there.